okay, now that I am a single dad, what do I envision? How do I envision instilling creativity into these young women that are 9 and 7, right?
Mm-hmm.
Focus a lot on emotional intelligence,
yeah. Right?
And I think that's key. And I know that's a buzz term going around today, EQ and IQ and personality. And but I think emotional intelligence is definitely where corporations lack and where entrepreneurial startups, that's, they have it.
Gotcha.
They get it.
Yeah.
You know, they understand that. And, but with my daughters who are 9 and 7, I want them to be able to have an emotional conversation about art, whether it's music, whether it's interior design, whether it's advertising, graphic design, murals, painting, culinary cooking, you know, mm-hmm. baking, whatever it is. It's okay to have a voice, but if you're going to have a voice about the way that guy's tacos taste, you better be in the kitchen making your own tacos too, so that you can have a conversation with that man about tacos.
Yeah.
You know? And when it comes to food, there are certain things where I'll give my 2 cents. French toast. I grew up, again, with my stepdad having a bakery.
Mm-hmm.
I'll dive into conversations about French toast and pancakes,
mm-hmm.
you know,
yeah.
and bacons and muffins and tiramisu. But when it comes into tacos, I didn't spend time with my mom in the kitchen making tacos. I didn't make the tortillas, you know, I didn't make the salsa, you know. So for me to have such an emotional opinion on that subject, I feel like I really shouldn't, unless I have put myself into that environment to create that. I should just be able to keep my mouth shut and absorb it. And let me absorb a little bit of your tacos. And then I'll go somewhere else and absorb some of his tacos. And over the course of a few years, by eating tacos, I now have an understanding of tacos to be able to have a conversation about tacos. You know what I mean?
Yes. Well, I think what we need to do is be able to differentiate between critiquing a taco and being and having a non-loaded, what I was talking before,
a
non-loaded question about it. Like if you genuinely are curious about making tacos, because tacos are so important, by the way.
I love me some tacos.
There is an opportunity
I love your tacos.
Thank you. There's an opportunity to ask the chef, in a real conversation, so how do I go about, how did you do this, and not get into a big criticism about it, but being, if you're genuinely interested, again, the opportunity is there is to start your process on how to learn your own tacos by right. having that conversation with another crazy taco person. And obviously through the years, if as long as you communicate
mm-hmm.
and have these conversations with taco makers
right.
abroad,
Taco Makers of America.
Right. Then while it might at the beginning be a one-sided conversation because you're not providing anything other than questions, when you get to the point to where now it's a two-sided conversation and you are both contributing to each other, now we're talking about expanding that creative flow, because now the heavy concepts that the taco maker at first may have been laying on you, you didn't understand at first.
Yeah.
But now, I see what you did that.
I
see why you did this. I see what you did with the salsa. I see with this. And now you really start. And that's finally when the creative process really starts to take off, is once you are get into it, as
right,
you were saying.
Right.
Once you get into it and understand what it is, it could be from photography to sculptor to anything. But once you understand how little you know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
then
you have to check your ego at the door when you come into an environment like that. And that even goes into advertising, right? There are some campaigns where I go, what the fuck were they thinking? And everyone loves them. And then there are some times where I'm like, oh, that's brilliant. And people are like, it's the worst commercial ever. And I'm like, what?
Yeah.
You know, it's just, you know, and I guess I find myself that when you know enough about your passion, it's easy to pick up on other people's passion that aligns with yours, right? When you got that alignment, you're like, oh, dude, I totally see what you were doing.
Yeah.
Badass, kudos to you. Or, I don't understand it, but it doesn't mean that it's bad. It's just it doesn't align with my understanding of that subject.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Going back to tacos, there are some times where salsas, they burn my mouth. I hate spicy salsa.
Mm-hmm.
That's why Danny makes me Billy salsa. You know? And I don't like beans, and I ate your beans tonight.
Yes, thank you.
And that's the thing, like, I'm not a bean person, and my family knows this, my ex knows this, my kids know this, my girlfriend knows this, everyone knows this, I don't eat beans.
Mm-hmm.
But if I am invited somewhere, and I go into someone's studio, let's say you're a chef, it's the kitchen, you're an artist, it's whatever, I go into your studio, and you offer me some beans, I'm not going to say no.
Yeah.
Because that's my opportunity to sort of connect with somebody in a way that I don't normally connect with someone. So I put myself out there in an uncomfortable situation to try to embrace someone else's vision to, you know, to understand. And I think that's why I can't see myself really doing anything else for a living. I love putting myself out there in uncomfortable situations and having conversations about vision or about creative. I want to be at that table. I want to have a conversation. I don't got to talk. I can just listen, you know? And my stepdad would always say the smartest man in the room is always the quietest man in the room because he's listening and absorbing everything.
Yeah.
You know? Pour one out to my dad. He was definitely an awesome entrepreneur and stepfather. Yeah, for sure. Anyhow, not to get emotional. Yeah.
No.
Not to bring absolutely. It down.
That's, and not at all. I mean, it's again part of where we get our creative process from. And you know, it's examples like that that allow you to think freely and without having to be bogged down. And you know, that's how you get to create.
Yeah, for sure. Stuff.
Yeah, man. To hit on, just to piggyback on what you were saying too, when you start to connect and you start to, in that situation where you are appreciate, you're almost forcing yourself to at least experience something that you would normally not do or like or eat or drink. When you have your passion and when you have got to the point where you are more knowledgeable about your craft.
Mm-hmm.
And you were saying earlier, like, now you can appreciate other people's passion as well and be able to go, okay, well, I don't normally like salsas, but I'm going to try it and see where it's at and then go from there. And also something like, you know, the taco maker, passionate taco maker, can go into a curry restaurant and appreciate that person, oh, look, all that work that went into making that curry.
Right, because they know,
Because otherwise, I mean, normally a taco and a curry don't really find themselves together in the world. But when you go out there, when you know.
Curry tacos.
Curry tacos. I don't know. I'm not sure. We'll see. But, you know, you can appreciate somebody else's passion and be like, during your birthday, that one cat, the chef, you see right away the guy's passionate about getting the food truck going.
Yeah, Jacob. You know? Yeah, yeah.
And you can appreciate that, and then you're like, dude, that's badass.
Yeah.
And you see a creativity is in everything, you know. Yeah. And it's as long as we're passionate about it and try to make the world a better place, we'll be all right.
At least we think, right?
Well, we hope so, right?
And fingers crossed.
Yeah,
fingers crossed, dude.
So,
awesome.
So yeah, I mean, if anything, if fucking certain doors close, don't stop creating.
You gotta keep. Oh, and, fuck! You know, it's funny on my way here in that Lyft ride.
Mm-hmm.
So the driver was like, "What are you doing this weekend?" And I was like, "I plan to get shit faced." And let me tell you what, I don't get drunk. Right? It's been a long time, and I can remember the last time I was really hurting was Baltimore maybe 4 years ago. I was in Baltimore. I met some random guy at Fell's Point in a bar at 4 in the afternoon. And I met him. He was sitting at the bar alone. And I was with my ex at the time. And I have a conversation with the guy. Come to find out that it was his day off. But he knows the chef that owns a restaurant down the street. So he invited us over there for dinner. He gave us a tour of the kitchen. We went downstairs and met the chef. We had a private meal in the kitchen with the chef. Went upstairs, met the bartender, had some drinks. Then we bounced around to two other lounges that night and drank.
Nice.
And this guy was just showing us the little town. And let's just say I ended up hurting really bad that night. And that was the last time, right? So I got tossed that night. But on my way here, I'm talking to the driver. And I told him I plan to get shit-faced tonight. And he goes, you know what? Let me give you some advice. I'm 56 years old. I've been divorced twice. And I could tell you life is cyclical. Cyclical?
Yeah.
Is that how you say it?
Yeah.
But you always got to keep moving forward. You can't stop. The minute you stop progressing is the moment you die. And he's like, think of your body, the molecules, they always have to be moving. Atoms constantly are in motion. You are always moving. The universe is still expanding. We are still moving forward. If you stop moving because something trips you up, you're gonna fucking die. You know? And I was like, holy shit. Thank you, Mr. Lyft driver. That was a lot to take in my 15-minute ride. Well, holy shit, did it get me? And I felt bad because he dropped me off and he was asking, hey, you say you were going to drink tonight. What are you drinking? And I was like, I don't know, maybe some beer or some whiskey or something like that. He's like, well, I'm a tequila man. And he stood out there for a while. And I almost wanted to invite him in. Like, do you want to have a drink with me and Danny, who's a badass photographer? Do you want to sit down and chat? I don't know. You know?
Yeah.
Well, I just thought that was really fucking cool. Just meeting that guy randomly. That he would share that with me. You know, keep moving forward. It's cyclical. Life, that's the way life is. And then hearing it right now from you, it just reminds me that me as a creative person, I have to keep moving forward, man. You know?
Yeah.
Got to keep doing it.
Yeah, and it seems like even in the worst of times, it seems like that's exactly what we should be doing the most. I mean, I don't believe that like the best work comes from dark places, but it's got to come from somewhere. And even in the, because this is supposed to be what we do. This is supposed to be our passion. This is supposed to be what, in the worst of times and in the best of times.
That's right. That's right. Sometimes we get deflated, right? Somebody doesn't, you hear no so many times.
Yeah, and it's just like, oh, okay.
It happens, but you know what? It goes back to that analogy. If you go on for 30, be sure you go on for 60 the next time you go out there.
Yeah.
You know, you just got to keep trying, keep doing it. And another thing I think that needs to be said that most people don't say is that, yes, keep moving forward at your own pace.
Yeah.
Don't look at society and don't look at, well, my friend got over it this quick. I should be able to get over it that quick.
Yes.
And it's not a competition of who gets to where they need to go first. I think all of us have our own lifespan and we all move accordingly to how we live. And so I think a lot of times when I hit my moments of depression, I pause and I take a moment to say, yeah, I'm fucking depressed. Yep. I am sad and I'm going to cry. And today, before I came over here, Christina got home and I told her I was having a rough day because of my dad's anniversary type of thing. And how, when I was in Texas, kind of what happened and I cried and I leaned into it. And I loved having a partner that would just hold my hand and not really judge me, but just say, take a moment to realize in the process that you're feeling this way. Feel it. Feel sad. It's okay to say you're sad. It's okay not to smile. It's okay not to make people laugh. It's okay not to be creative right now. Just feel what you need to feel. Take a moment, acknowledge and process, and then you can keep moving forward, you know?
Yeah.
And for some people, it's a matter of seconds. For other people, it's a matter of years. you know, before they can keep moving forward.
Yeah.
But it doesn't matter what the time period is. Just keep going, you know?
Hell yeah.
That's it, brother.
That's it. All right, Billy. I think we got enough for today.
I like it.
Thank you so much.
It has been great.
All right. And I will talk to you guys later.
I'm interested to hear that conversation.
Enjoy your youth.